This is the Seabed Daily Text. First word, last word, God's word. God's way, perfect. God's word, flawless. Psalm 18:30-36. As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet, so that my ankles do not give way. Consider this. The Word of God is utterly incredible because it reveals the truth about a God who is actually and absolutely true. God's way, perfect. God's word, flawless. Psalm 18 is an absolute marvel. You will remember from a couple days back how in one verse, verse 2, David built a mighty fortress with words which described the mighty fortress who is God. My rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my refuge, my shield, my salvation, my stronghold. This was not theoretical for David. Psalm 18 is not a happy-clappy song. David knew enormous trouble and experienced life-shattering struggles. And as a consequence, like so many of us, he knew debilitating despair. Take a look at verse 3, 4, and 5. I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. Many, many people today are entangled in the cords of death. Certainly you know them and are some of them. Many are overwhelmed this very day with the torrents of destruction. I sometimes marvel at the people who turn away from God in disbelief because of the presence of suffering and evil in the world. To whom will you turn? I want to ask them. Everyone faces such storms in life. No one escapes trial, trouble, and tragedy. No one is immune from the suffering brought on by this broken and corrupted world. And as sure as we get through one difficulty, another one brews on the far horizon. In the face of this, what we must have is more confidence in the Word of God, in the God of the Word. Look how David, a very real, flawed, failed, faith-filled human being, walked out his confidence in God. Will you savor these words with me today, reading them aloud so your ears can hear them? As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet, so that my ankles do not give way. The word of God is utterly incredible. I want to add a second word and a third word and a fourth word. I think, what if I had a word for every hour? There still would not be enough hours, would there? The prayer, Lord, your ways are perfect. Your word is flawless. You are my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my refuge, my shield, my salvation, my stronghold. Though many times I do not understand why things happen as they do, I'm learning to trust in you. I'm learning that though you did not will them or want them or cause them, you are so powerfully at work through them for my good, for others' gain, and for your glory. In the face of the greatest insecurity, you arm me with strength and make my way secure. Lord Jesus, you are my way. You are my truth. You are my life. I trust in you. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. The question, do you find yourself wanting to add yet another text and another to the queue of first words and last words? But what could be better, right? And P.S., attention pastors and shepherds of the kingdom, we're humbly asking you for some time together. We've been praying for you, preparing for you, blessing and encouraging you in the Spirit. We want to meet in person as much as we're able. There is an awakening on the horizon, and we must prepare. This is not a toolbox retreat on how to do church. It's a deep heart retreat on how to deepen faith. That's what we need now more than ever. This will be costly for all of us. Generous saints are giving for this. There's a small buy-in for you or your church. From my heart to yours, come on. You can see all the details in the PS of today's text, email. We begin bright and early Monday morning, January 17th. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.